Nick.
Late Night Gamers Podcast, where we make all of your gaming habits seem acceptable.
Late Night Gamers.
Steve. Oh, this game sucks so bad, it's so unbalanced, blah, and then I just quit and never play it ever again.
Carlson.
What do you do in your free time? Sit around knitting? Screw that shit, I'm gonna cut up a dragon's head.
Tim.
It's okay if your guts spill out and you explode, it's a bloody mess. As long as you don't take your clothes off.
Late Night Gamers.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to Late Night Gamers Podcast, episode 19. With me this week and every week is Steve Morgan.
By the light of the moon.
Tim Madden.
Howdy, y'all.
And Charles Caldwell.
Yeah.
And I'm Nick Persnowski, and we're here to talk about games and life and other things that...
Life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.
Yeah. American things.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of achievements.
Yeah, pursuit of trophies, please. I'm a PlayStation guy.
Trophies that I can sell for 3 cents on Steam.
I wish I could sell my trophies.
Liberty, life, liberty, and pennies in my Steam wallet.
Agreed.
It'll amount to something eventually, right? How many
Absolutely.
Trophies?
I've already got 28 cents.
Yeah, many pennies.
Many pennies. Money Penny, like the 007 character?
I think I used them on, like, on Call of Duty. This is the worst part. On Call of Duty Ghosts, I got like a dollar off or something. Guys, it didn't make it as bad.
I picked up, I borrowed Call of Duty Ghosts from a friend of mine. I am probably just going to play the campaign and not the online at all.
Let me know how it is. I should try it out.
You haven't played the campaign at all?
No, I haven't even started it.
Oh, okay.
It's brutal.
That's all I did.
I fucking installed it, and then I can't load it anymore. It doesn't work. It just goes to a black screen. I even tried uninstalling it and reinstalling it. It still doesn't work.
That's weird.
Oh, yeah. I actually can't play it anymore because my other graphics card started shitting the bed, and I was like, whatever, I'm putting this DX10 card back in because it's better. And I'm pretty sure Call of Duty doesn't allow me to play with that graphics card because it's not DX11. Whatever.
Well, that's dumb.
I mean, I wasn't too concerned. I was like looking at it, I was like, oh, now I can't play Call of Duty. Well, whatever, it doesn't matter.
It's probably just a gift to you. You cannot play Call of Duty.
They might have fixed it, though. They fixed the RAM problem, so who knows? I haven't really tried.
I don't know. Battlefield 4 still sucks the assholes.
Does it still have connectivity problems?
Yeah, I tried playing tonight with Dana's dad, and it was like... I couldn't connect to Conquest, and I got the limited editions one so I could get the China Rising expansion pack. Put in the code, it said I had it, and then I went to play the expansion pack maps in multiplayer, and it was like... No, nothing happened. It was just like, you can't play these maps. And then I was like, okay, so I went to the store because I thought it was like, maybe I need to activate it or something, and... Nope. It said, you need to purchase this. And I was like, fuck you. I'm not doing that.
Wow.
There's actually a big controversy about that, because they said that if you bought, like, the PS3 version,
mm-hmm.
you could upgrade to the PS4 version. It was, like, $10 or something you could upgrade. But
right.
If you used all your map packs, they didn't carry over.
Mm.
So you had to, like, rebuy all the map packs.
That's dumb. And they're, like, $15 now.
Yeah, it's expensive.
And they're, like, digital. Like, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Like, right. I don't know. For them, it's, like, nothing.
Yeah, the download for it was, like, 100 megabytes or something. It's, like, I mean, not even.
And they're multiplayer map packs, right?
Yeah.
The thing is, this is another thing, like, about those map packs thing is, I don't know. Like, the more people that have them, the better. Because, like, if you buy them and no one plays it, then you're not going to buy the next one. So, like,
right, exactly.
Yeah.
I hate playing maps that it's, like, you spawn in and there's like 3 people on the map and it's huge and you're driving around a tank and 2 of the people are on your team and there's only 1 guy on the other team.
Yeah. It's just like hurting your like only real true supporters. It doesn't really make any sense.
No. They need to get that shit fixed, but...
Especially since they're, I mean, it doesn't really seem like they are losing money on that. I mean, why don't they just give you the maps?
Well, because they can charge for them and people will buy them.
Obviously not, if you're saying there's only four people in the map.
Well, that's not the new map. Other maps sometimes. Yeah. New maps are always that way. Sometimes I get stuck on an old map and it's like, I don't want to be here. Anyways, let's get into some topics that are fresh from this past week.
That are eating at us.
It's exploding from my stomach like an alien. Well, actually, this is email. This
was Charles when he was born, by the way.
Authenticated audio.
This isn't on our list, but they just announced today Alien game. New Alien game's coming out. Alien Isolation.
Yeah, I saw that.
And it's supposed to be like the most like true to the story or whatever Alien game.
Do you get to play as an alien, or are you playing as humans?
I know literally nothing humans. About it. I saw just like a title for it, and that was it. It popped up on my PlayStation 4 store list.
Yeah, I think we got to be skeptical of any alien game now.
I know.
It burned us too many times.
Yep. Sorry.
Like 10 times.
Oh, it says inspiration has been taken from Bioshock and Dishonored for the production of this game, so you know it's going to be mediocre.
Hey, Bioshock's good. Dishonored was slightly above average.
I know, but it's just like, oh yeah, you take your inspiration from those games, really?
It looks really... I'm looking at gameplay footage right now. You're a human, and it looks very like... It looks like... I mean, those are probably good examples. It looks like a story, really scary. You have, like, you know, really realistic. You have to pull up the, like, motion sensor and stuff.
It sounds like it's going to be, like, Dead Space. Like, just that quiet, dark...
Terrifying.
Yeah. It
looks really scary. You have a flashlight.
Oh,
can't see anything.
Games with fucking flashlights freak the hell out of me.
What's in the dog? What's in the dog? The dog.
Give me the child! I still don't know what that's from.
Who the hell knows? Let's Google it. Pull some Google action.
Okay, you go to that. I'm going to bring up...
Do it.
This week, the Internet Archives, which is like a... It's like a site.
Labyrinth.
What?
Labyrinth.
It's from Labyrinth?
It's a labyrinth. It's a lot of stuff.
Give me the time! Give me
the time! Is it like David Bowie or one of the weird creatures?
Oh, it must have been one of the creatures. Because it's definitely not David Bowie.
Yeah.
That is a weird creature.
His guts, to be honest.
Same David thing. Bowie's junk in that movie is a weird creature.
Yeah, David Bowie's cod piece.
It's voiced by Adam Gamble. Bruce Campbell, I mean. I'm mixing that, dude.
Anyways, the Internet Archives debuted this week free retro in-browser video games from wicked old consoles such as Atari 2600, Atari 7800, ColecoVision, Magnavox, Odyssey 2, and the Astrocade. That's sweet, I guess, if... you know, for the people that are like pre 1980s gamers or pre late 90s or early 90s gamers, I mean,
yeah,
I didn't play anything on any of these, but
I know that's why I was like, it sounds interesting. I want to go and check out some of these systems.
I might actually do that, and because there's a bunch of games that people always talk about that are like, you know, the big games from each console or whatever. I mean, I don't even know if you can call them consoles. Some of them were keyboards, and that's it. But,
bewildering, a new age of technology.
I think I'm gonna make my brain go like real crazy and play one of these in-browser games, and then go and play PS4, and then go back to the in-browser game.
Yeah.
I wonder if they had to, like, pay the companies to do this.
I don't know.
Yeah.
They probably were open source by this time. I mean, come
on. Even Nintendo has passed its, like, its copyright or whatever.
Well, for this, for the console.
Yeah, I know like games. On like music, it expires after a certain time.
Yeah.
Music expires after like 50 years. I don't know about video games.
Well, I mean, it's been probably 35 or 40 for some of these.
Probably pay like $100 for all of them. That's true. Shit.
Yeah, they're like, we're going to license these. You're going to give it to us because you haven't gotten any money for like the last 35 years on any of this stuff.
The guy who owns the rights is like homeless now. He's like, whatever. Give him a 6-pack of like Bud Light and he gave you like the rights to all these games.
I mean, the largest games are like 45 kilobytes on some of these, so it's like,
damn, that's not going to fit on my floppy.
Floppy disks. Those are the worst. Like, you go back and it would fit like definitely not that many Word documents.
I remember not being. I never used floppy disks because they were never big enough to do anything with.
No.
They were entirely pointless.
It was at one point.
If you wanted to store.
That's all there was, Charles.
I remember taking them out like, whoa, 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 whoa.
What about
shoving in like, I'm going to play Pitfall.
Yeah, did you ever have the big floppy disks? Like the huge ones? They were like...
Like the actually floppy ones.
Yeah, like the 9x9-inch ones.
Yeah.
Those were nuts.
The 9x9-inch, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they were huge.
Yeah, they were huge.
They were gigantic. You
could throw them like frisbees.
Anyways, the...
I remember playing like Jungle Jill on that shit back in the day. Just look up Jungle Jill, man. That game is bad. It's old school.
Gotta look what
the hell? I took Jungle Jill and I might have just made it up.
Jungle like Jill.
Nursery collection.
So if you guys are bored at work.
Jill of the Jungle.
If anybody's bored at work, you can go play these in-browser video games.
You need to give us the link, bro.
Yeah, I know. I don't. Just Google Internet Archives and video games, and it'll come up. I don't know why I didn't put it down.
It's okay.
So the other thing that was sort of announced, or not announced, but leaked this past week, or they talked about it. I don't know how it came out, but they were talking about the Xbox One, how they've came very close to not putting a disk drive in the system, which would have been extremely forward-thinking, but I think would have made the system a failure. So they made the right choice.
I think you would have had a crazy, a giant backlash, you know?
Mm.
It would have been virtually turning it into a Steam box, because if you're going to do everything just straight through digital, then you might as well just make it, not even call it like a traditional console.
Right. I don't know. I mean, I think it's definitely the way it's eventually going to go. But when, I mean,
makes you wonder because I mean, there's so many games now that are entirely digital, and I'm seeing some backlash on that wave because you don't actually own your games anymore. It's like you have the rights to use them as part of your profile, but your entire profile is property of the company. Like with Steam, we don't own our games.
Right.
We can't resell them. We can't.
Right.
Like if we get banned, we can't use them even though we've paid for them.
Yeah.
So,
that's what they want. They want that. They want you to. They want to basically eliminate the secondary market. They want them to be Spotify is for music. You know, you don't really own anything. You just kind of use it when you want to.
Yeah. But consumers of games, I don't know how much they are related to that, because they want to be able to sell their games back. I mean, Nick, you sell your games all the time.
Yeah, I sell my games whenever I'm done with them.
It's not typical, though, I don't think, is it?
I think a lot of people...
I got a lot of games in my basement.
Yeah.
It's not because I was collecting them. It's because I was too lazy to sell them.
It's probably not so typical for PC gamers, because that hasn't been the case for a long time. I don't know the last game that I got, and actually going to, like, Walmart to pick up, I think it was, like, Warcraft 3, or maybe WoW, but now all of that you can just download.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I play a lot of games. I don't play, and I don't like. I play a lot of different games. I don't play a lot of the same one like over and over again. I don't come back to anything hardly ever. Once I'm done with it, I'm done with it. Unless I'm going for the platinum or something. And once I platinum it, I'm never ever going to play it again. So, yeah, I sell my games, and that's why I have a friggin' stack of them here, waiting to play.
Yeah, but if PlayStation decided that they was going to get rid of its disc drive and make you only buy the digital, would you expect to still pay $60 for the games? I mean,
I would hope to hell not. I mean, honestly,
definitely would. There's a 100% chance you would.
Well, what's
just bullshit.
What's garbage is that you know, the digital games should be a lot cheaper than they actually are now, but you're saving like $4 per game or something, and it's like, I'm pretty sure it would cost a lot less than that, but
yeah, I mean, it's great for them because it takes out that secondary market. So
yep.
It's just like they have to sell more copies by default if people want to play their game. So there's no way you can ever sell less digital copies. So
no.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like we've like kind of like touched on this before on the show, like talking about you know, digital copies and the cost of them and stuff. Yeah, I mean, you know my stance on it. I think it's BS because it's just really easy for them. It's digital rights. And like you said, I mean, it's the same way with PC gamers. Unless the game's an MMO or like there's some kind of online multiplayer component, which most games are like trending towards this anyway, so this isn't that big of a deal. But unless there's something like that, you're going to play it and it's going to sit in your Steam library forever or wherever, whatever thing you use. But you're never going to play it again. I mean, it's a single-player game. Why would you go back and play it again?
Right.
So.
Yeah. You just sell your Steam profile. No, they frowned on that, I'm pretty sure.
Well, this kind of transitions into something that Sony announced this week. Today, actually, I think. Yep, today. Sony revealed its streaming service called PlayStation Now, which is the Gaikai service that we already knew was going to happen, but they've branded it as PlayStation Now, and I don't think there's very many details except that it's coming in. I was wrong with my prediction, and it's coming this summer, and it's going to be in closed beta. Potentially in the next like month or two, or a few months anyways. And it sounds like it's going to stream PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3 games, and it's their solution to not having backwards compatibility. Of course, some people have already purchased some of these games, but I don't know. What do you guys think?
No, I don't really know that much about it, to be honest.
I mean, it's obviously a good idea, but I don't think it's, I just don't think that network speeds are where they need to be.
Yeah. I don't know.
Is it meaning that you can play your games from anywhere?
No, it's basically that you don't have to purchase. You don't actually purchase games. I think. Well, first of all,
experience classic PlayStation games on PS4 and Vita and your TV, smartphone, and tablet too. Basically, it allows you to play backwards like older games on the Vita and PS4.
Right.
And they use their servers to host that stuff.
Right.
While you play the games. Okay. Yeah.
And the one listener question we got this week was actually. At William 0406, and he said, at what price point would PlayStation Now be a must-have subscription? And he also says, what kind of initial library of games would you expect?
I think it would be everything that you can verify that you've purchased for any older console. I mean,
you'd hope so, honestly.
Yeah.
But I don't know that that's what they're going to do. And I think it's gonna be a monthly subscription based sort of thing. And then
it wouldn't just be part of your PS Plus or the PlayStation Plus.
I think it would be an addition to that.
Do you think that would increase the cost of PlayStation Plus?
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
It'd be like $75 or $100 a month, and I mean $100 a year instead of the $50 it is now.
Yeah, something. I don't know what it would be. It might even be more than that for a monthly subscription. If it's $10 a month and you get unlimited like play of whatever games there is, that would be a ridiculous price point to get. But I don't know. I don't see that happening.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like the start. It's like older games, right?
Yeah, it's older games.
Nightmare Creatures.
But it's
kind of fantasy. That would be tactics. Understandable. That price point, because
I mean that would be pretty. You know, that would be on par with like Netflix and Hulu, and I mean obviously those are a different kind of service, but they are a streaming service, and you know you're getting unlimited content with those, and I mean it's older. It's if it's all older games, then $10 a month would be really, really competitive. But I did see that at least two PlayStation 3 games are going to be available right at launch of the games. Beyond Two Souls and The Last of Us from PlayStation 3, so and Sony
headliners.
Sony also did trademark or copyright or something. Patent.
Mushroom stamp on.
They patented something that they can add content to old games. That's the gist of it. So I don't know what they'll do with that, but I'm guessing it's with something to do with the PlayStation Now service. So.
So they're recopywriting all their games to make sure that they don't fall out. So like all the Final Fantasies and stuff.
Yeah. Well, they could add puzzles, they could add levels, they could do,
yeah,
you know, basically anything with that kind of stuff. So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Should be interesting to see what comes out of it. It's kind of like the Steam box. You don't really know what's going to happen, but it's certainly an innovative practice.
Yeah. Speaking of Steambox, there's like a million Steamboxes out now.
Where's mine? Why haven't I gotten one? Steam game. So,
I want it.
Some of them look pretty cool. It's a big price range, but I don't know. I mean, if you can look at the specs for them.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them. I mean, like every like PC company has something coming out.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, that's pretty cool to show how much, you know, support that Steam, the whole Steambox idea is getting from the community.
It's so odd, though, that they're going to have different models like this. I don't know how you standardize
anything.
Yeah.
Well, aren't they just doing a beta now to see what models are going to stand out, and then they'll choose like the heavy hitting models, or is it just going to be chaos is going to reign?
I think it's going to be like a PC. It's basically a PC. Like you're going to have to set your settings based on
what you want.
The power of the system you get.
People are just going to get a game and be like, wow, this game sucks. It's so slow. And be like, dude, just because your Steambox is a piece of shit.
Then why wouldn't you just get a
you got the Mad PC Cat Steambox
and run Steam on it? I don't understand that. If you've got to customize it anyway, why don't you just get a PC?
well, I guess they're just going to have a standard, I guess, right? Of like,
it's a little bit. They're a little bit cheaper. Some of them are like mini ITX computers, so they're like the size of a CD disc, you know. So some of them are really small.
That's nuts.
Some of them are like full fledged PCs, pretty much.
No, I just like thinking of chaos.
What is wrong with this guy?
Warhammer.
Nobody knows.
I know. It's good. Loves chaos.
That's always my favorite.
So, moving on to, I guess, our segment this week, and we're talking about kind of the appeal of video game streaming. And what we mean by video game streaming is people that are streaming themselves playing video games, not like games being streamed from a server to your computer.
I just thought of another one we should add to our worst list, but sorry, I had to interrupt.
Charles is in his own little world over there.
Yeah.
Totally.
Charles is in a box. Just throw in a headset for him every once in a while. Anyways, can you continue?
So we're going to talk about the appeal of video game streaming. There's a lot of services that do it. There's Twitch, there's Ustream, there's YouTube, and I don't do a lot of stream. Like, I don't watch a lot of streams, but what are your guys' thoughts on streaming?
I don't know. I've never streamed. The closest I've gotten is somebody spectating one of my games when Steve's being a total stalker and he's popping in looking at my game. And he's like, oh, you should do this here. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Telling Charles all the bad things he does in Dota 2.
Why do you pick up that scepter? Doesn't that do anything for you? I'm like, what are you talking about? It's helping me. It's helping me strong. It's helping me greatly. But no. But yeah, that's about as close as I get to streaming. I don't know whether I'd enjoy it because I get too focused in on the game, and then I'd be like, I mean, everyone knows this about me. When I'm playing a game, I'm like staring at the screen. My nose is gonna bleed. I'm not gonna pay attention to it, so I'm gonna pay attention to people like watching me play the game. I don't know. I think the only time I've ever watched it is when I was watching you play when you first did your little Twitch account, Nick.
Yeah, I know, and I haven't done much streaming recently, and both consoles have streaming are going to have streaming capability, and I streamed Need for Speed Rivals yesterday, and I had one person sign on, and as soon as I said, "How's it going?" they immediately signed off. I was like, "God damn it, I can't keep it."
Probably my mom watching you. It's like, you are very strange.
The thing is, I know if I stream, and I should do this because I play Dota enough during the day that it would sort of justify the fact that I don't do anything with my life but just play Dota. But the thing is, I know is like I have a tendency when like I know people are listening to like be very vocal and like rage really hard. So like if I play Dota all day or whatever and I lose like a ton of games, like I'll make no noise. I'll just internalize my frustration. But if I'm in TeamSpeak or in anything, and this person doesn't even have to be playing the game with me, they'll just hear me and I'll just be like, "What the fuck?" I'll be like, "God!" screaming. So I'm just like, I'm a little concerned about streaming games myself because I just don't want to have like my blood pressure like maxed out constantly.
You don't want to warp the mind of some 12-year-old who's like, "I want to watch him play Dota." Fuck.
Just like, wow, the vocabulary coming out of this kid is quite appalling.
Fuck you, 12-year-old. So,
I mean, I think saying things like that is probably pretty mild compared to what I said. Pretty bad. This is, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'll probably do it, though. I'm actually really close to doing it, to getting on Twitch. Maybe I'll do it tonight. Why not?
Yeah.
He's a conversion.
Some of the most popular games on Twitch. Well, it seems like most streaming up to now has been it's almost entirely PC and PC games, and with the new consoles, you know, we're getting some new, like, we're getting some percentage of streams from PS4 and Xbox can do it yet.
How easy is it to watch streaming on the Xbox and PlayStation?
It's wicked easy, actually. There's like a there's just like a an app thing that you you click on, and it just shows like a screenshot of a bunch of different streams that are going on, and you can go into those games and watch them. And eventually, you'll be able to go into one of those streams, watch someone play, and then interact with them in the game if you like if they have that option available in that game. So. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Just because I know on like PC, I mean, you gotta like sign up for Twitch or something and then go in and watch the games. It's not a function of any particular game. I mean, you can spectate in Dota, but that puts you on a time lag, and I'm sure for some of the other games you can spectate too. I'm just wondering.
Yeah. The
But you, I mean, you can't go into like. I mean, as far as I know, you can't go into, like, Grand Theft Auto 5 and spectate somebody's game.
No. I mean, people do stream, like, GTA and whatever, but the most popular games on Twitch right now are League of Legends, Hearthstone, Dota 2, and StarCraft 2.
Still.
Still. Which aren't... I mean, there's no huge surprise there, but... I will be streaming every horror... I've already said this, but I'm streaming every horror game.
It's going to be the Dark Channel.
I'm just...
Darkness!
I'm gonna make the room completely dark, except for a flashlight that will only shine on my face.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is at hand.
Something happens to the human race. What are you talking about? Yeah, there we go. So yeah, I haven't done streaming very much, and I don't know how you get good at it. When I first started streaming, I didn't talk at all. I was just completely silent. Then I realized afterward, I was like, oh man, you know, people watching this are probably like, why the hell am I just watching someone play? These people aren't talking at all.
But... What a huge dickbag.
But there are people out there, like this YouTube user named PewDiePie has 18 million subscribers, which is...
No, it's PewDiePie.
PewDiePie. PewDiePie.
It's the worst.
Yeah. So he makes videos and streams stuff constantly, and he gets an average of like 4 million views per video, which is...
How much money do you get on YouTube for like that kind of viewership?
Well,
you know, you get some kind of money, don't you?
Yeah, you get. I think it was Size Video Gangnam Style. It made $8 million with the 1 billion views that it had, and it came out to like, he made like, what was it, 6 cents or something?
Six cents per view.
Per view.
Yeah.
That'd be a lot, though.
No, let's see. What did the
be like from? $6 billion.
So well,
yeah, you don't. If anything, you make like a fraction of a cent per view.
Yeah,
because we calculated before the podcast that if he got 2 cents per view for 4 million views, he'd be making $80,000 per video, which would be nuts. That would be way too much money, and I don't think YouTube would be paying one person $80,000 for a video.
Well, he still is making pretty big bank for each of his videos.
Yeah, there's no way it's anywhere near that.
No. But he's still making a lot of money for just fucking, basically fucking around.
For screaming, PewDiePie!
PewDiePie!
My name is PewDiePie!
Well, yeah, who knows what the actual inner workings of it are. He's probably making like a couple grand each video.
I'm on this thing, oh my god, here it is. I'll tell you how much it is.
All right.
This is ridiculous. This is from socialblade.com. So that has the rankings of all the people, users, and their ranks on Social Blade. Number one on Social Blade, PewDiePie.
Motherfucker.
19.8 million subscribers, and he has 3 billion views, like viewers or whatever. Number just to give you a reference, number two is like Disney's Collector, some random thing called Disney Collectors that has like a million views. The only other person like within him has like 10 million views is Mekina.
Seriously?
Yeah, and he makes, this is only an estimate, so they don't really give you the real thing. Yep. But the estimated monthly earnings is between $100,000 and $1.4 million.
What? That son of a bitch.
The estimated yearly earnings is $1.5 to $16.5 million.
Jesus Christ. Talk God about making money off nothing. I guess he must work pretty hard to make those weird-ass videos. But
maybe.
All right, guys. Well, it's been fun, but I'm headed out to stream now.
I know, right? I gotta hit the mill. Gotta grind it away.
Yeah, we had.
I can just tell you how. I can tell you how much money he earned today. Between $5,000 and $50,000.
Jesus Christ!
God damn
he got
it!
He got an extra 70,000 subscribers today and has over 10 million views today.
That's insane, dude.
That is ridiculous. That is way too much money for doing something like that.
I mean, his monthly subscribers is ridiculous. Like, just, I mean, if you think about how much change that is. I mean, he's almost got a million more subscribers in the last, like, 2 weeks. So, it's, that helps.
As soon as all of the babies in America are born, they're getting their smartphones and they're clicking, subscribe. I'm 10 days old. I want a UDPI.
That's nuts. I think we're in the wrong business, guys.
You ain't kidding.
Honestly.
Yeah. Time we need to stream.
We need to find something to stream for sure.
He has 4 times as many subscribers as College Humor.
Dang. Like,
he has 5 times as many subscribers as IGN Entertainment.
That's nuts.
Like, Avicii, official Vivo. 5 times as many subscribers. It's just crazy, man.
How did he get so many?
Being crazy.
It's the Illuminati.
Probably has a bot that subscribes to all his videos.
He's just a hacker and he's hacked all of the computers in the world and he's just like
the wolf of YouTube. Such a good idea.
I bet we could beat it. I bet if we did like a Truman Show of Charles's life.
Just constantly streaming.
Yeah.
As I'm speeding down the road.
I'd probably watch it. I'd probably at least come and view it a couple times a day. Just to see what you were doing.
Get a cup of coffee and drink it in 5 seconds, you know.
Yeah. God damn it, Charles. Last year at PAX, I remember you got a cup of coffee. It was like a 12-ounce cup of coffee, and he's like, this is boiling hot. And I was like, well, you should probably, like, slow down. Oh, I'm already done. What?
We weren't even out of the Dunkin' Donuts yet, and he's already done with it.
It was blueberry. It was good.
Charles has, like, no internal feelings whatsoever.
Why do so many people choose Dunkin' Donuts coffee? We use our own special blend of the world's finest coffee beans. They don't.
He can feel his esophagus, like, melting. Oh, my God.
Consume.
Anyway, I think we can go on to... We've been talking about streaming. I don't know if we really got anywhere with streaming whatsoever. If we made any sense.
Not really.
I don't think any of us are particularly have any particular really strong feelings for streaming. I mean, it's not like any of us have a rabid following of streamers that we're like.
I think we're very, very much so amateurs when it comes to streaming viewing too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Because just like, I mean, my brother and like people I know. Like, I'm always like, what are you doing? Like, watching this guy stream? I'm like, are you serious? You're watching someone play a video game? I guess it's like that. We're just like these old grumpy men.
If I'm going to watch somebody play a video game, I'm going to watch it when I'm sitting next to them or something. It's like,
I've done it more now. Like, I'll watch like a stream, like maybe not every day, but maybe like every other day. And there's definitely like different kinds of streamers. There's like, the thing that annoys me the most is there's a lot of like personality streamers. They just stream because they have a you know like a radio personality, and they know that they can get people to listen to them for an hour and a half.
Whoa!
Just,
look at that creature coming out of the darkness! Oh my god!
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. They're just full of themselves. And I think the majority of streamers are like that. I mean, the majority of big streamers are just personalities that people like to listen to. But then you know every once in a while you get a generally good stream that like gives you information. Like for me, like to watch a stream and like learn from someone about a game, I feel like that's a useful experience.
Yeah,
but that's it's pretty
rare. The favorite
rare,
streamer
you know?
I've seen was when somebody posted all of the the Last of Us videos, and it was originally a stream, and it was basically them just playing through the game and not talking, because that would have ruined it.
Yeah, that's awkward when you listen to it. You watch the stream and it's like completely silent.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you were watching it for the storyline.
I guess, yeah. But that to me, like, that like defeats the purpose of the game. Like, I don't want to watch a stream that's a single player game. It's like,
I can't,
I'd rather just play it.
I can't play right. that game. I can't play that goddamn game.
Yeah, I guess that's true. If you don't have the console, that's true.
Well, also, yeah, I think going back to what Tim said, I've, like, been really close to getting into some streams, especially of, like, live tourneys and stuff, because if you want to get really good at certain games, you really want to watch how really good people play.
Right.
And that's and actually have someone kind of dissect it, too, not just... So, that's probably, like, where extent of my, like, streaming knowledge would end, though. I don't know.
Yeah.
Unless someone's really funny. And that's the thing, is if they're a personality and they're really funny, then you think they're funny, then it's fine. I just...
God damn it, Charles.
Beep. Kid's got like a Terraria ringtone.
Womp womp.
I like that ringtone, Charles.
That's pretty awesome.
Can make that the intro this week. You wanna send me it?
So anyways, why don't we move on to our top five this week, and our top five this week is the top five worst games to stream.
They're bad. They're really bad.
They're goddamn bad.
Okay, change it. Change it.
You don't want to watch these games. What was the second one?
I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to ruin it. I'll write it.
Dr. Mario, you got rid of Dr. Mario. I'll kill you.
Put it in there. Just do it as the first
one. Yeah, it's part of the first one. So number one, Charles, go.
Dr. Mario is a game so mind-numbing that it would make your eyes bleed if you were sitting in front of it. So the last thing you want to do is not be present while somebody is playing it. Basically, you're playing... For those of you who haven't played Dr. Mario, you're playing basically a game of Tetris with pills instead of the blocks, and you gotta match up the colors to get anything done. And the game could become so increasingly fast that it would melt your brain while you're playing it, so... So I don't think anyone would want to watch Dr. Mario being played over a stream, because it would just... Maybe for the personality, but the game itself would just be awful.
I mean, I don't think there's anyone out there going, they're like on the edge of their seat going, oh my god, please, no, don't go all the way to the top, don't go all the way to the top, oh my god, no, he's not going to do it. No, nobody cares.
There's nothing really to say either. There's nothing to like commentate on. You're like, now I'm going to put this one over here, and I'm going to put this one down here.
Blue, are you blue, red, yellow, one. Blue.
Although, I got to say, like, when I watch people play Tetris, I'm like, why are you putting that there? It just makes me mad. It's like, don't do that, what are you doing? Flat one that sideways and have this whole gap. What are you doing, man?
You just covered up like three spaces. Like three open spaces. What is the matter with you?
I don't know. Now I kind of want to go look like a YouTube of somebody dominating Tetris. It's probably disgusting. Like speedrun Dr. Mario entire game in like 5 minutes. Okay, and then also you want to say these ones that are related to Dr. Mario, Candy Crush Saga, Bejeweled Blitz, any of these puzzler games?
Yeah, any of those ones that, like, drop from above and you're supposed to match shit up and it's not, it's like, I mean, it'd basically be like watching someone do a crossword.
Yeah, dude.
Not enjoyable.
Sudoku!
Not even, it's like,
put the numbers where they belong! Sudoku. Yay!
Okay, well, I can do the second one. Since I put it here. Alright, second one. And this is so the second one I have put down the worst games to stream, Farmville. But this can include like any game that has like a time scale factor in it, like I don't know, Simpsons Tapped Out, Clash of the Clans, any phone game where like you put something down and you need to wait like a day for it to like and you just like you can just dick around with all these little side missions. Like no one wants to watch someone play Farmville. I don't care if you're planting shit that takes like 50 seconds to like to like harvest. It just sounds miserable.
Remember that web-based game called Archmage that was all text?
Yeah, I was just about to say that! That game was awesome. It was like all text-based.
Yeah, and you had to wait for like a day for you to get any turns to get invade. Imagine streaming that. That'd be ridiculous.
Yeah,
I'm going to try to kill my red dragons.
Like Archmage. Yeah. Oh, I just bought like a hero for like 5 million gold.
You could get an army of like sheep. Like I have 10,000 goats, and you'd like just dominate everyone. It didn't matter what you had.
Yeah. I just spend all my money on like 2 black dragons, and then I just get destroyed like immediately, and be like, well, that.
Yeah, the red dragon would eat all of my townspeople.
And you could go and like.
I just remember messing with that game. Like, yeah, you would like make multiple guys, and then just like destroy one of your other guys and take all the stuff. You know?
Yeah,
this is so good.
That was a staple game in one of our computer classes. I don't remember which one.
Yeah, in middle school. For
yeah,
us.
Middle school.
I was like, I played that in 8th grade.
Yeah, that was people were like in fights over that.
Yeah, it was crazy.
People were like, "Fuck you! Why do you attack my thing?
Yeah,
you invaded, destroyed all my shit." People would have like rivalries for like weeks after that.
This is funny because that's still my password for everything, because that was one of the first games where it was like, you need to have letters and numbers, and I was like, what the hell is this shit, letters and numbers? And that's still to this day is the same password, man. That was crazy. And actually that's where like I met like, you know, a lot of like our group of friends back then. It was like they were like, oh, we put this game on Archmage. I was like, got it, I'm in.
Yeah. What was that other one? That was just all
Vagabond's
Quest.
Yeah,
Vagabond's Quest.
I never played that though.
I played that with Brandon.
Shocking. Text based games. Those would be great to see. Streaming Ancient Anguish, just like all text based. Do you want to move left, right, up or down? Up. It's just text. You see a butterfly, it flies by you. You're just like, okay.
Sick! That butterfly is so beautiful!
Run, run! Back!
So it looks. Right. I just went back and I was looking at the Archmage stuff, and it looks like it was. The servers were shut down in like 2000 or 2001.
Lasted not that long, I guess, considering.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you could build like guilds and all that stuff too.
Oh yeah.
There's
a ton of stuff in that game.
Number 3 on our list of the worst games to stream. NASCAR. Any kind of NASCAR game would be awful to stream, because NASCAR in real life is probably one of the most boring things I've ever seen. So
round and round and round you go around the track.
200 miles an hour around a 1 mile track.
And it's teeny on the screen, and basically, unless you add some sort of destruction element so you can blow each other's cars up, fail.
So boring.
Yep.
Who wants to take number 4?
Yep.
I will. Number 4, because life isn't horrible enough as it is, I'm going to sit and watch someone play Second Life or The Sims. I'm going to watch a family eat dinner in The Sims. And I mean, it's not even, you don't even get the gratification of being able to, like, order them around into, like, building walls around them and watching them die. You just have to watch someone else play them, like, no thanks.
Look at what I can do with my Second Life character, I can surf the waves! Cool.
No, and everything would have to be in real time, because in The Sims you could make time go faster, or whatever. And you wouldn't want to do that, because that would be too much, too good. It wouldn't be as bad if it weren't real time. So, in real time.
I mean, I feel like as far as I'm concerned, The Sims is just like a murder simulator. What's the easiest way they can murder these people with like out actually like murdering them? You know,
murder or like kinky human being simulator, yeah. Like. I'm gonna put on this costume and then I'm gonna go have sex with this woman in the bedroom. But
watch
first
me
of all,
stream as I savage my pud.
First of all, I have to invite her into the hot tub. But she might not want to, so I have to get her dinner first.
Dude, now I actually kind of want to watch a Sims stream. It's like people do some crazy stuff.
Nuts. There's a lot of Sims stuff. A lot of expansions to that game that I never played.
I feel like if you're a really good commentator, too, you could, like, really make things seem a lot more exciting.
You could probably make a, like, like an actual movie out of Sims by just putting all the characters in and having people have voices. Like, why are you home so soon?
I feel like The Sims does a really good job making random shit occur, and like that would actually probably be fun.
Yeah,
that's true.
Like, oh, but shit, I don't know, what the fuck is going on?
But it
on?
Obviously wouldn't be good as a stream, because all the random shit would go wrong in the first 100 times you're doing it, so you'd need to keep playing and playing to get this segment right. It'd be good as a movie, not as a stream.
One of my favorite things about that game was your character's face when their house was on fire. Because they were just like, oh my god. It's good.
If they gave that game like a darker theme, I think it would be a lot better.
Murderville.
Like, if like you could kill off family members and watch everyone mourn.
The Sims. Charles Manson.
It's an entire neighborhood of mafia hitmen. It's a game about who can kill who first.
Yeah, The Sims, The Sopranos.
Yeah. So that would be good.
Sopranos expansion.
Or Game of Thrones expansions.
Sims. All of your characters would just die anyways.
Daenerys Targaryen instantly blurred out second chance.
She's a, yeah.
She just walks around blurry. Like, just nudity, gratuitous nudity everywhere.
Yeah, gratuitous child nudity at that.
I'm 14. Watch me.
Yep.
Ridiculous.
Number five. Who wants to take number five?
No one does, bro.
Silence!
I've never played it, so I don't know.
It hurts to even say it. Even look at it on my screen right now, it like pains me.
Number five, Madden. Any Madden.
1029374.
Madden. Insert random year.
Yep.
And if you run out of years, you can just start inserting random numbers like 25.
I think any sports game kind of falls under this. You know.
Yes. This was our like
Madden
obvious. Joke one, Madden.
But, Madden, baseball,
yeah.
Anything 2K something.
Having someone stream a simulation of a baseball game, that would be great.
A simulation of a golf game. Like Tiger Woods, anything. Or
streaming Euro Truck Simulator.
Oh, God. I'm sure somebody does that.
Exists, remember? That exists, doesn't it? Remember, there's that guy that has a ton of followers. Didn't someone in the group?
Yeah, like, I watched it. It was a crazy, yeah. Crazy guy. I had like a whole full setup with the steering wheel and pedals. And
I guess if you're gonna do it,
is that some sort of like,
all out.
Like sleep helper or?
Yeah, I play a little Euro Truck Simulator before I go to bed.
I'm gonna watch some Euro Truck Simulator before I go to bed. Oh, it's so sweet.
Yeah, it was like one of the top streams on Twitch. I was like, all right, must be something to this. And it was he was like Asian. I don't know what country or something, but he was just like. Just, you know, driving a truck, saying random stuff that I couldn't understand. I was like, okay, people are watching.
And doing this.
All right.
And then this. And then that.
We've now become a racist podcast.
Duck face? Are you making a duck face? I mean, we're only mildly racist. Yeah.
There's a lot of pictures of Asians putting their peace signs up, so. And not just them. A lot of people do that.
You don't have to tell me, Charles. There's about like a gigabyte of images with Asian peace signs up where I'm in the background. So, just with my head down, like, fuck my life.
I don't know.
Alright.
Oh, then there was the game that. Then there was one item that I wanted to throw out there as a game that would be amazing to watch as a stream is there was an old WrestleMania game on PlayStation where you could customize any hero. So what we did is we did a battle royale where you have like 25 wrestlers, and every time one gets thrown out of the ring, another one will come in, and we had every single one of those 25 be one of two characters. One was Skinny Joe, and one was like Sloppy Joe. And Sloppy Joe was this morbidly obese wrestler who, when he came into the ring, would say, "I smell barbecue," and Skinny Joe was this real thin, like the shortest we could make him, like balding man, and he would come into the ring and be like, "Let's get ready." The only reason I'd love to watch that is just because that game was just so ridiculous. Like, all of the moves. Wrestling games are just ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, what happened to wrestling games? They're just falling off, man.
They still make them.
Replaced by Mortal Kombat, where you can tear out somebody's spine.
Anyway.
Yeah, also, can I just say this is, like, before we go to open form, or maybe this is open form, or whatever. I just was looking up the Archmage stuff, and apparently they had a deal with Microsoft to port it to Xbox.
What?
The original Xbox. But it fell through.
Oh, shit.
And there's a site, the-reincarnation.com, yeah, which is basically a reincarnation of it.
Yeah.
And it's up right now.
That's fantastic. I think we should all join.
Yeah.
Let's all go do this.
The servers are restarting on Thursday, January 9th, so...
Alright, guys, let's do it.
Well, actually, this is just a certain type.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The game restarted every cycle, and then everyone would play up until the next cycle, and the winner, the highest ranked, would get something.
Get, like, a text.
You get a $10 gift certificate to Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, that's crazy. So I think we've come to the time in our podcast where we talk about what we've been playing recently.
I've actually been playing a new game. I played this, it's a 2D top-down dungeon crawler called Hammerwatch.
Oh, I saw that. Is it fun?
It's really grindy. It feels like an old-school game. Yeah. It's really, really hard. You die a lot. And it's I would say so far I like it. I mean, if I had to like rank it right now, I would say probably something like 7 out of 10 or something, maybe 7.5. It's not bad. It's not great. It doesn't really have a lot of depth and skills. You have like 3 abilities. I've been using my like PS3 controller, which is really nice. A lot of times you like I just kite guys around and like regen. So it's kind of a little like grindy, a little too grindy for me, but it's cool. And so I've been playing that, and I've gotten pretty far into that. And other than that, I've just been doting.
Nice. Tim, what have you been playing?
I finally played and beat BioShock Infinite.
Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah. It was good. It was definitely I think if I had to rank them, I'd still rank I think the first one was just such a like a mind bender.
Yeah,
that, I mean the third, the Infinite was definitely had like a lot of that element, but that one was definitely like a total mind melter at the end. But I think both of them are good, and I'm just gonna pretend the second one never happened. And
what are you talking about,
Charles? You were the second.
Oh.
But yeah, it was awesome. That's about it.
Cool.
Charles
is...
I am current... I'm sorry, the cat attacked me.
Again? I
had to retaliate.
He was swiping at something.
I grabbed him by his paw.
Did you arm wrestle it?
I won. So I recently purchased Terraria and Grand Theft Auto 4, so I'm going to be playing those, but I've just been pretty much playing Dota. I've gotten a lot better after Steam helped me and was my mentor, telling me what items to buy and spectating my ass up. So,
literally, I get bonus experience for helping Charles out.
It's true.
I'm technically his coach.
So every time we get into a game, I get bonus, like 40% experience. I should recruit your ass.
Pretty legit. It's pretty pretty legit. No, he's actually getting really good.
Better.
Last game I played, he was freaking carrying my ass. Happened.
Real things.
Real life.
Welcome to the real world, Dota 2.
Hashtag Charles, hashtag Dota Champ.
That'd be a... Has there ever been a real life gamer edition? There should be.
There was that show on G4 Sci-Fi that was like...
What happens when you put 20 gamers in a room and start getting nice and start getting real? It stinks.
I don't think it was about gamers, though. I think that show was about, like just geeks in general. So, like, one guy was, like, a Star Wars nerd.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's lame.
The Beauty and the Geek? That's not it.
No, Beauty and the Geek was some, like, hooker that wanted to marry a geek or something. I mean, some...
The ambitions.
I have decided that I want to marry a geek. They're so elusive. Womp womp.
I've been playing
King of the Nerds.
Need for Speed Rivals. Which, that's pretty good. It's a huge map. You race on roads. It's not linear at all, so that's good.
You race on
roads. Very good assessment of the game. You race on roads.
Has it satisfied your need for speed?
Yeah.
There are these strange yellow lines that are on the road, and I don't understand what they're meaning.
Well, the last game, the Need for Speed, the run was like super linear, and you're racing from one point to the next, and it was like you were forced to do all these different. You were forced to do each part
that's
of it.
That's annoying.
Yeah, it was really obnoxious. The game was terrible, but this one's pretty good, and you can play as cops or you can play as racers, and there's like an entire sort of storyline for each one, which is kind of cool. I picked up Call of Duty Ghosts from a friend I already mentioned earlier, so I'm gonna get ready to be disappointed. I've been playing Killzone Mercenary on Vita. A couple chapters into that, it's really good. I the game is actually really, really good. And I wrote something on this on WordPress, but it looks great. It plays pretty well, and it's definitely the best first person shooter on any handheld. But I just don't want to play a first person shooter on a handheld, is what I've decided.
Yeah.
So, that's what I've been doing.
I saw someone like there's a like a little life hack DIY where you can use like a coat, like a metal coat hanger, and you can wrap it around a PS4 controller and like hold your Vita in front of it, which I thought was pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah, so you just unravel like a metal coat hanger, and then you just tie it around this right way, and then it makes like a little holder for your Vita, which seems like it might make shooters a little bit easier to play. But
yeah, definitely.
Then you got some ungodly thing you got to carry around. And it defeats the purpose.
Like the Nvidia Shield.
Yeah, basically.
So yeah, that's pretty much everything. You guys have anything else to say before we go? We got.
In the vein of horror games, there's a special on Steam right now, $13.99 for Amnesia: Machine for Pigs and Amnesia: The Dark Descent. So.
Oh, do that. If anybody hasn't played those, I haven't played them, but do it. Everything I've seen looks good.
They're scary.
Scary. Scare yourself. Cool. So before we go out, I'm just gonna throw out there we are on Stitcher now, which is I guess a new service. I had a few listeners request or ask if we were on Stitcher, and I signed us up and we got accepted. So our podcast is now on Stitcher and Stitcher Radio. We're on SoundCloud, we're on iTunes. We just started a WordPress account, so we're
we are everywhere.
lngamerpodcast.wordpress.com, and our Twitter handle, as I think most listeners know, is at lngamerpodcast. We surpassed 500 listeners this week, so
thank you.
Pretty exciting. Thank you guys for listening. It's pretty exciting, and yeah, so thank you, listeners. Thank you, where are we? William 0406.
Willy.
Big Willy style.
Now I just want to sing like Miami by Will Smith. And on
good night.
That note, thank you. Thank you, Charles. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Tim. I'm Nick. Thank you for listening. This has been Late Night Gamer Podcast, episode 19, and we will see you next week.
See you later.
Tots and cats.
Nick.
Late Night Gamers Podcast, where we make all of your gaming habits seem acceptable.
Late Night Gamers.
Steve.
Those games suck so bad, it's so unbalanced, blah, and then I just quit and never play it ever again.
Charles.
What do you do in your free time? Sit around knitting? Screw that shit, I'm gonna cut up a dragon's head.
Tim.
It's okay if your guts spill out and you explode, it's a bloody mess. As long as you don't take your clothes off.
Late Night Gamers.
Now I just want to sing, like, Miami by Will Smith.
Welcome to Miami.
Un bonito a Miami.
Free Willy.
What was the Michael Jackson song from that movie?
Free Willy?
I'm looking at the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. No message could have been any clearer.
If you want to make a world a better place, take a look at yourself.
And make the change. Na 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 na.
And on that note,
good night. Na 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 na.